Downloading.
Downloading. Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking about what desperate forgiveness looks like on SOS Radio with Al and Lisa Robertson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mercy, it sets us free. In marriage, we know that's hard because we have to learn that the hard way, like every time. We don't learn mercy just from the happy times, do we, Al?
That's exactly right. In fact, one of my favorite verses is the one that says we wake up every day to new mercies because, you know, that's what you have to have. Put the old stuff to bed and wake up new.
Lisa, what have you learned?
Well, I'm grateful for those mercies because I need it every day. You know, those flaming arrows from the evil one comes at us. So I'm just grateful that God allows us to start over every day.
You know, it's funny because during the darkest moments of Jesus' life, you know, when he's hanging on the cross, he's uttering, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." The thing about forgiveness is it's obviously not easy, but it's one of the most important things that we're actually called to do. We have to make the choice.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you think about it. I mean, every relationship hinges on the fact of whether you can forgive and do so consistently. And that's any relationship we have with our kids, with our parents, brothers and sisters, and of course, marriage, probably more than anything.
We're talking to Al and Lisa Robertson from Duck Dynasty today on SWS Radio. We're talking about desperate forgiveness. And I heard a pastor recently say, you can't go back in time and change what you did. The damage has already been done. The hurt's already been inflicted. But the thing about unforgiveness is, as long as you're actually holding on to unforgiveness in your heart, you keep giving that other person permission to keep hurting you. Forgiveness is not something that it does to them. It's what it's doing in your heart because you're holding on to it, Al.
Yeah, you're exactly right. In fact, think about that, the verse in Hebrews where the Hebrew writer said, whenever a bitter root sets up, it grows and it defiles many. And, you know, I've always thought that defilement starts with your own heart and as bitterness begins to seep out. But then he said, doesn't just stop there. I mean, it goes to everyone around you. And bitterness over time is an ugly, ugly thing. And we see it in so many relationships. But again, it affects the person in such a negative way. And you're exactly right. You release that pain, that shame, that hurt, when you're able to forgive. Whether you can maintain a relationship or not, what you do by releasing that is saying, it's not going to have a hold over me anymore.
Lisa, it's funny because once we recognize that forgiveness actually brings us freedom, it's the part of letting go of the bitterness. It's like pulling that root out, not just like chopping off the leaves. It's pulling it out from the root.
Well, it is, because we always think that whenever we forgive somebody, that that's just, you know, the permission to hurt us all over again. But that's not it at all. What you're doing is you're allowing God to take that hurt and to heal your heart. And so whenever that's healed, it is amazing how you feel and what God does every day in your life whenever you wake up and, you know, you choose forgiveness. So to me, there's nothing like it in the whole world, just to have that freedom from the hurts and the habits and the hangups that we've had.
We're talking about how we finally say goodbye to bitterness and pain with Al and Lisa Robertson from Duck Dynasty today on SWS Radio. And Al, that whole process of genuine forgiveness is something that you learn through the testing of your faith and through those seasons of struggle. But can you talk about how you and Lisa were both able to come to a point in your marriage where, you know, you learn that forgiveness is something that we both have responsibility, but I have to let go for the other person's sake?
Yeah, and I think in our case, we never really, that's why we use the word desperate in our title. We had never gotten desperate enough to deal with some of the issues that we had brought into our relationship. And so we were married, you know, for 15 years and, you know, we had kids and I was in ministry and it looked like everything was going great, but it wasn't, because we had a lot of dishonesty and a lot of things that we had just never really dealt with and allowed God to deal with. And so before we could ever really get to that understanding of what it meant to let those things go, we had to have a deep dive. We call it, when we speak, the truth vomit. Lisa says whenever she finally came to that place, it was like a spiritual vomiting of all her dishonesty before the Lord, and ultimately to me too. And so just like when your person's physically sick and that happens so that you can purge that, you know, bad stuff out of your body, it's the same thing with your soul. And so when that happened, that allowed me then to recognize and realize that, whoa, not only do I want us to grow and do better, there's some things and some real forgiveness I've got to look at in my own life as well as our marriage and Lisa.
Lisa, when we're dealing with dishonesty, the first part, obviously, like you said, is just owning that, talking through it, dealing with it head on. And throughout the Bible, there's lots of stories about forgiveness, like the woman of the well and the parable of the prodigal son. And Jesus asking forgiveness for the Roman soldiers who were watching him die, among other things. I mean, which story of forgiveness from the Bible really resonates for you most?
I think probably the woman at Jesus' feet, because she is desperate. All she needs is just to be in his presence. He was at a party. She wasn't invited, of course, because she's not the kind of person that you would invite to a party. So I think just that desperation, you know, of her just falling at his feet and washing his feet with her tears and then using her hair, you know, to wipe that dust off of his feet. And I think about what those tears do, you know, whenever tears hit the dust, you know, what a mess that makes.
Uh-huh.
And so she uses her hair to wash that off. And then, you know, of all things, she thinks of this priceless necklace that's around her that is holding this perfume. And she's thinking, she's counting the cost. But look, when you're desperate, you'll pay any cost that there is. So she uses that perfume to, you know, to make his feet smell better. And, you know, just she does it out of desperation because she's desperate for him to relieve, you know, that bitterness that's inside of her.
Desperate forgiveness always releases the power of humility. And I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Al and Lisa Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And Al, you and your wife wrote a book just talking about digging into the desperation that comes with forgiveness. But a part of that is owning your own humility in the process. I mean, we all think like, oh, I'm humble. And then you realize, yeah, I'm not really humble because I just said that. How have you learned about embracing humility for what it really is?
Yeah, and what happens is if we think we're humble and we're not, we will be humbled. And that's exactly what happened in our lives. You know, we seemed to have it all together, but we didn't. And so that was a great life lesson for us. And it's been 20 years ago. And so, as you said, we wrote our first book called A New Season, which really kind of described our life up to that point. But this desperate forgiveness is the last 20 years of living that. And what it means to wake up every day with those new mercies we talked about. And then being willing to go into the burning marriage of someone else that's, you know, when everything's falling around, everybody's clearing out of there saying, man, this is a disaster. You know, we're the sort of people that run in and say, what can we do to help? I mean, just last week we were doing a book tour. We got home, we're tired, and someone had been married 48 years. They had a connection to us and they called and said, man, we need you tonight. And we load up and we head over and we go through that first stage. And now you start that process with them. So it's just, you know, we want to try to help people to understand that relationships can be salvaged and can be reconciled, but it's not going to happen until you deal with what set the stage for the evil one to do what he's done.
We're talking about how we fully experience peace through owning desperate forgiveness on SWS Radio today with Al and Lisa Robertson from Duck Dynasty. And Lisa, what have you learned about the difference between receiving forgiveness and offering forgiveness?
Well, one is a lot harder than the other. giving forgiveness, I believe, is a lot harder than receiving forgiveness. And, you know, the reason being is because we're humans. We don't want to give up, you know, that hold that we have over somebody when we feel like we have whenever we don't forgive. I was just reading in Ephesians 4:32, and it says, be kind and compassionate and forgive one another. So forgiveness to Jesus is being kind and compassionate. And so it's really hard to do, but I'm telling you, what you get in the end, what God does to you and does to your soul in the end is ever so worth it. But, you know, on the other side, on receiving that forgiveness, sometimes it's hard for us to imagine that we have a God out there who can forgive all the stupid mistakes that we have made. And it's almost like, really, there's nobody that could do that. But there is. I mean, he's out there and he wants to forgive us, you know, of all the mess ups that we've ever made. And it's freedom. It really is. I mean, mercy sets you free both ways, giving it and receiving it.
Mercy always sets us free. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with Al and Lisa Robertson from Duck Dynasty today on SWS Radio. And Al, in your new book, Desperate Forgiveness, you share a lot of stories about how forgiveness works, including one from Congressman Steve Scalise. Could you share that story with us?
Yeah, Representative Scalise is a fellow Louisianian. He was almost killed, you know, a year ago, just trying to play softball. What I love about Steve is what he recovered. I was, you know, all these surgeries and difficult things. And he says, honestly, he says, you know, I grew up as a strong Catholic. I was taught to forgive. you know, as God has forgiven me. He said, but, you know, I'm really struggling with forgiving this person for almost taking my life. The least thing I loved about it was just the earnestness of the struggle. And that, you know, he's a representative, obviously. This was a huge national story. And so the things he says about that gets a lot of airtime, a lot of play. And so for a guy to be honest about struggling with that, I think is a great testament to all of us as we struggle. We not necessarily have someone shoot us, but people shoot at people every day on social media and all these other things. And we have plenty of ample opportunity to be hurt. And the question is, can we dive in there deep and offer something that's going to release us from the pain of that? And so that was one of the things that struck us about that story. And of course, the fact it was a fellow Louisianian, you know, we've been praying and wishing the best for him to be able to release that, you know?
Forgiveness is always so much easier said than done. And we're talking with Al and Lisa Robertson on SOS Radio. Lisa, talk to the person who's listening right now, who's just in that season of so much pain and anguish. Just the thought of forgiving someone that has legitimately wronged them just feels unfathomable to them. Where do you even start a process of learning to forgive someone that has just done something so terrible to you that you just feel like you always have to put your guard up to hold on to something to protect yourself from next time?
Well, I have someone who, you know, hurt me greatly, and it started when I was a young child. I was 7 years old, and it was a family member, and he molested me until I was 14 years old. And at that point, I put a stop to it. You know, I was old enough and big enough then that I could speak out or would speak out. But I'm telling you, I had to dive in and see where he was too. I think so many times we have to look at where these other people come from that have hurt us so bad. What went so wrong in their life that they would then turn around and hurt someone else? And so I did that, and I released that and, you know, forgave him. But I had to do that through a counselor because, I mean, that really took a lot. But the Lord was with me the whole time, and the whole time he's saying, I'm here, release it. I'm here, release it. And so that's exactly what we did.
I know that had to be hard just to put the pen to the paper in your new book originally when you started to share that story. Oh,
yes, it was extremely hard. But, you know, every time we share our marriage struggles or something that happened to us in our life or kid struggles or parent struggles, anything that we share, God is always there because we're sharing victories. And every time we share that, he puts a little bit more cover on there, so it hurts a little bit less each time.
Yeah, we had a woman that sent Lisa a letter because we include that in the book. And of course, we speak to audiences all around the country. And she was in her 70s. And, you know, Lisa just talked about how that being done to her had impacted how she related to men, including me, of course, her husband. And then she had understood so much more. And this woman was just, you could tell from in the letter, just in tears. Because she said, you know, all these years I've had all these bad relationships, and yet I never linked it back to what happened to me when I was a kid that then has set the stage for me to be who I am. And she said, for the first time, I feel like I can be freed from that. So like Lisa said, that's exactly why we tell the hard stuff, is because God gains glory in that and gains victory, and not just in our lives, but in the lives of other people.
Thanks for being so transparent. Thanks for sharing your story. And thanks for sharing the wisdom that you've walked through, Al and Lisa, through your marriage, because I know it's going to encourage so many that are listening right now. Al and Lisa's new book, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free, just released. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Have a blessed day.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.